Kissing tree, she had a faithful heart. He kissed her and he held her close, said we'll never part. But from the hill such a cold wind blew, the tree began to sway. Then she knew that his love was false, she knew he'd kiss and run away.
Kiss and run away.
Kissing tree, kissing tree, tell me, do. If I kiss by the kissing tree, will my love be true? Two went up to the kissing tree, both were deep in love. They smiled and kissed so tenderly, the moon smiled from above. And high in the top of the kissing tree, a bud burst into bloom. Then they knew that their love would last as long as there was sun and moon.
As there was sun and moon.
Kissing tree, kissing tree, tell me, do. If I kiss by the kissing tree, will my love be true?
When I go up to the kissing tree to kiss the one I love, oh, let the cold wind hold its breath from every branch above. Let every bud on the kissing tree become a blossom true. Then I'll know that you love me as much as I love only you.
As much as I love you. Kissing tree, tell me, do. If I kiss by the kissing tree,
will my love be true?
Billy Grammer with the Anita Kerr Singers from 1959 and The Kissing Tree. And a very good morning to you. Welcome to Beagley at Night with me, RB. Feeling incredibly relaxed this week. It's almost alarming. I feel totally in charge. Got all my records stacked up, all my bits in order, so that I know exactly what's going to be done, when, and I feel very relaxed, so probably it's going to be the worst show ever. We'll see what happens. Hope you had a good week. Unfortunately, my sister-in-law, Karen, did not have a good week. She went to get her post last week from the post box. Car was parked by the side of the car of the road, and when she got to the curb, she fell off the curb, and she's fractured her ankle, which is not good. So I've been, she lives right next door to us, which is good, so I'm able to run over there and feed her and stuff like that. But not a good week for her. Me? No, I've been fine. Here's Perry Como for you right now. Papaya Mama.
Papaya Mama, pearl of the deep blue sea, tell your papaya, you're coming home with me.
My sweet papaya mama wears a bamboo skirt. She dances barefoot and her feet don't hurt. We drink papaya by the moonlit shore, and when we kiss she hollers more, more, more.
Papaya mama, pearl of the deep blue sea, tell your papaya, you're coming home with me.
I came to Cuba for a holiday. Papaya mama took her heart away. Vacation's over and it's time to go. And when we kiss, she hollers, no, 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 no. Papaya mama, pearl of the deep blue sea, tell your papaya, you're coming home with me.
Deep blue sea, and your papaya, you're coming.
coming home with me.
My island queen, I'll build a hut for you. The floors and doors will be the best bamboo. And neath the Louisiana moon above, we'll sip papaya and we'll love, love, love.
Papaya, 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 papaya.
In time we'll raise a little family to play beneath the new papaya tree. We'll send your papa 50 cent cigar, 'cause he's a proud papaya grandpapa.
Papaya mama, curl up the deep blue sea. Tell your papa papaya, you're coming home with me. Papaya mama, curl up the deep blue sea. Tell your papa papaya, you're coming home with me.
Seems reasonable to me. Papaya Mama from Mary Como from 1953. Let's go way back now to 1928. Ben Selvin and his orchestra. Louis James doing the singing.
Oh gee, oh gosh, oh joy, oh golly, oh gee, I'm happy 'cause my baby loves me. Folks complain I'm insane because I act so sappy. Oh gee, oh joy, the birds are singing. Because why? Because I am in love.
Written by George and Ira Gershwin along with P.G. Woodhouse, would you believe, back in 1928. Oh gee, oh joy, Ben Selvin and his orchestra with Louis James doing the vocalizing. So, yeah, not a bad week with me. I hope your week was fine as well. Thank you so much for your emails, and I really do love receiving them, and you're just so kind in all that you say. So thank you very much for those emails, and I always do try and reply, usually on the same day, although don't forget that I'm 5 hours behind, so sometimes they arrive in the middle of my night and goodness knows what else. But I always do reply to those, so if you haven't had a reply from me, you will get one soon, of that I promise. And yeah, that's it really. Can't think of anything exciting that happened over the past week, but you know, when you get to my age, quite frankly, Just getting to the end of the day and going to bed is more than enough.
Now I'm a jack of all trades, as busy as a bee. Should anything need fixing, just get in touch with me. If your water system's frozen or the baby's face turns blue, ring me on the telephone, 'cause I know what to do. They call me Andy, George Andy, Andy the handyman. My job is dandy, dandy. I do the best I can. I'm always at your service, you may depend. And don't forget, it's never too late to mend. As an artist I draw faces, my profiles are divine. But when it comes to figures, that's where I'm not so fine. A girl told me last night I didn't know where to draw the line. Oh, he comes in handy, being a handyman. Now in the park one morning, a bulldog I did see. I fairly stood and shivered when it came and sniffed at me. I didn't even move when it mistook me for a tree. Oh, he comes in handy, being a handyman. They call me Andy, George Andy, Andy the handyman. My job is dandy, dandy. I do the best I can. I'm always at your service, you may depend. And don't forget, it's never too late to mend. A baby once was christened, the parson said, well, well, he isn't like his mother or his father, you can tell. Who does the child remind you of? And the choir began to yell, oh, he comes in handy, being a handy man. A girl gave me a gold watch, I said, it's rather light, it's got no works inside it, now surely that's not right. She said, now don't you worry, I'll give you the works tonight. Oh, I come in handy, being a handy man.
Stuff. Andy the Handyman from George Formby with his ukulele and his orchestra. That's the record label. We'd miss them if they weren't there. Although, coming up not too far away from now, although we never quite know exactly where it is, but for about four or five songs, something like that, we actually do have some songs where the musicians didn't play at all. All very weird. Right now it's time for Bing Crosby and Bing Sings, and this week it all comes from the same album, a fairly late album in Bing Crosby's illustrious career. I think the album came out in about 1968. The artist is Bing Crosby and the Bugs Bauer Orchestra, and we have a couple of songs from some films and a show, and I can't remember where the third one comes from, but it was very, very popular. So all I have to do to start all of this off is to say two simple words, Bing, Sing.
Ding dong, ding dong, the witch is dead, the witch, oh witch, the wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Wake up, you sleepy head, rub your eyes, get out of bed. Wake up, the wicked witch is dead. She's gone where the goblins go, below, 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 yo-ho. Let's open up and sing, and ring those bells up. Ding-dong, the merry old, sing it high, sing it low. Let them know the wicked witch is. Let them know the wicked witch is, let them know the wicked witch is dead.
you wake up, you sleepy head. Rub your eyes and get out of bed. Wake up, the wicked witch is dead. She's gone where the goblins go. Below, below, below your hall. Let's open up and sing. And ring those bells of ding-dong, the merry old. Sing it high, sing it low. Let them know the wicked witches. Let them know the wicked witches. Let them know the tired old witch is dead.
Yes, who needs her? We done flipped the switch on the witch. Yes, bye-bye, witch.
Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim cherry. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim cheru. Good luck rub off when I shake hands with you. Or blow me a kiss, and that's lucky too.
Or blow me a kiss, or that's lucky too.
Now as the ladder of life has been strung, you may think a sweep's on the bottom most rung. Though I spends me time in the ashes and smoke, in this whole wide, wide world, there's no happier bloke.
Chim-chimity, chim-chimity, chim-chim-chiri.
A sweep is as lucky can be.
Chim-chimity, chim-chimity, chim-chim-chiru.
Good luck rub off when I shake hands with you. Or blow me a kiss, and that's lucky too.
Or blow me a kiss, and that's lucky too.
Up where the smoke is all billowed and curled, between pavement and stars, that's the chimney sweep's world. When there's hardly no day and hardly no night, there's things half in shadow and halfway in light. On the rooftops of London, cool, what a sight.
On the rooftops of London, cool, what a sight.
Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim. When you're asleep, you're in glad company. Nowhere is there a more happier crew than them what sings chim chim cherry chim cheru. Chim chimney chim chim cherry chim cheru.
Chim chimney chim chim
cherry chim cheru. Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to glide in my beautiful balloon? We could float among the stars together, you and I. For we can fly.
We can fly.
Up, up and away. My beautiful balloon. The world's a nicer place in my beautiful balloon. It wears a nicer face in my beautiful balloon. We can sing a song, sail along the silver sky.
For we can fly,
we can fly.
beautiful, my beautiful balloon. Suspended under a twilight canopy, we'll search the clouds for a star to guide us. If by some chance you find yourself loving me, love is waiting there in my beautiful balloon, way up in the air in my beautiful balloon. If you hold my hand, we'll chase your dream across the sky.
For we can fly.
Up, up and away, my beautiful balloon.
Was up, up and away in his beautiful balloon there with Bing Crosby and the Bugs Bauer Orchestra, who were also involved with Chim Chim Cheree, which came from Mary Poppins 1964, I think, if memory serves me correctly, and his version of Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead, which goes way back to 1939 from The Wizard of Oz, of course. Three modern recordings from Bing Crosby there, all from 1968. Do hope you enjoyed those. We'll have some more from Bing around about the same time next week.
Hi, my name is Thomas, and you're listening to my uncle on Angel Radio.
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality, your constant companion.
Thank you, young Thomas. Time now to hear, well, sort of, from Holger over there in Germany, as we go to Holger's house, as we do each week. And Holger says, hello, Roy. Today, Hildegard Neff, always good in my opinion. Für mich soll's rot rosen rennen. Also from 1968, as it happens. Holger says that Hildegard Neff was an actress and singer. She was in not only Hollywood films, but also British films as well. And also sang on Broadway, so a good career. She was in Silk Stockings, amongst other. And she has a very special voice, says Holger. So let's give it a go, shall we, with the song that I just said from Hildegard Neff.
Mit 16 sagte ich still, ich will groß sein, will siegen, will froh sein, nie lügen. Mit 16 sagte ich still, ich will alles oder nichts. Für mich soll's rote Rosen regnen, mir sollten sämtliche Wunder begegnen, die Welt sollte sich umgestalten und ihre Sorgen für sich behalten. Und später sagte ich noch, ich möchte verstehen, viel sehen, erfahren, bewahren. Und später sagte ich noch, ich möchte nicht allein sein und doch frei sein. Für mich soll's rote Rosen regnen, mir sollten sämtliche Wunder begegnen, das Glück sollte sich sanft verhalten, es soll mein Schicksal mit Liebe verwalten. und heute sage ich still, ich sollte mich fügen, begnügen. Ich kann mich nicht fügen, kann mich nicht begnügen, will immer noch siegen, will alles oder nichts. Für mich soll's rote Rosen regnen, mir sollten sämtliche Wunder begegnen, mich fern vom Alten neu entfalten, von dem, was erwartet, das meiste halten.
Really beautiful. Hildegard Neff. There's strains, I think, of Marlene Dietrich in her voice, but sufficiently different not to confuse the two there. Hildegard Neff definitely out on her own there. Für mich soll's heute Rosen regnen. I feel as though there should be an English translation of that somewhere, and yes, it should rain red roses for me, says Holger. Very nice song, Holger, thank you so much for that. Really did enjoy it and look forward to hearing another song from Germany round about the same time next week. Time now, as always, Holger, up the stairs to Bedfordshire. I hope you and Christine are well. You're listening to Angel Radio with me, Roy Beagley. Beagley at night, coming through until, well, around about 2 o'clock, something like that. We have Beagle's Big Three coming up after George Olsen and his music from 1932. Please, Mr. Hemingway.
But when you start acting silly, please, Mr. Hemingway, it's so plain to see you appeal to me. When you're near, my heart must obey. You're so sweet and so delicious, but when you get too ambitious, please, Mr. Hemingway, I love affection, but we're all alone. There's one objection, if we only had a chaperone. I don't mind the park when it's nice and dark. Neath the moonlight, I love to stay. I adore you when you're gentle, but when you get sentimental, please, Mr. Hemingway.
Beautiful. for from 1932. Get the teeth in. Please, Mr. Hemingway, George Orbison, and his music with vocals there from Fran Frey. Edward, a very good morning to you. Edward listens to us in Manchester. He says, I love the programme. Says, I go to sleep with you every Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, and you always put me to sleep so nicely. Usually round about 12:45, something like that. So I always hear Beagle's Big Three, so perhaps I could do some of my own Beagle's Big Three. I don't know if you've ever done a Big Three with Noel Coward, but if you have, I missed it. And if you haven't, it's about time you did. Edward, I totally agree. I'm not sure whether we've actually done one. I feel as though we must have, but nothing is coming to mind. But we've got three great songs, as chosen by Edward. We finish with A Room with a View. In the middle, there's Any Little Fish. And we start off with Noel Coward going to a marvellous party. Beagle's Big Three.
Quite for no reason, I'm here for the season and high as a kite. Living in error with more than Capsera, which couldn't be right. Everyone's here frightfully gay. Nobody cares what people say. Though the Riviera's really much queerer than Rome at its height, on Saturday night, I went to a marvelous party with Nunu and Nada and Nell. It was in the fresh air, and we went as we were, and we stayed as we were, which was hell. Poor Claire started singing at midnight, and she didn't stop singing till four. We knew the excitement was bound to begin when Laura got blind on Giboney and Gin and scratched her veneer with a Cartier pin. I couldn't have liked it more. I've been to a marvelous party, and I must say the fun was intense. We all had to do what the people we knew might be doing 100 years hence. We talked about growing old gracefully, and Elsie, who's 74, said, A, it's a question of being sincere, and B, if you're supple, you've nothing to fear. Then she swung upside down from a glass chandelier. I couldn't have liked it more. Behavior away from Belgravia would make you aghast. So much variety, watching society scampering past. If you have any mind at all, Gibbon's divine decline and fall seems pretty flimsy, no more than a whimsy. By way of contrast, on Wednesday last, I went to a marvelous party. We didn't start dinner till 10, and young Bobby Carr did a stunt at the bar with a lot of extraordinary men. Poor Frieda arrived with a turtle, which shattered us all to the core. The Grand Duke was dancing a rumba with me when suddenly Cyril cried, fiddly-dee, and he ripped off his trousers and jumped in the sea. I couldn't have liked it more. I've been to a marvelous party. Elise made an entrance with May. You'd never have guessed from her fisherman's vest that her bust had been whittled away. Poor Lulu got fried on Chianti and talked about esprit de corps. Louise made a couple of passes at Gus, and Freddie, who hates any kind of a fuss, did half the Big Apple and twisted his truss. I couldn't have liked it more.
I've fallen in love with you, I'm taking it badly. Freezing, burning, tossing, turning, never know when to laugh or cry. Just look what our dumb friends do, they welcome it gladly. Passion in a dromedary doesn't go so deep. Camels, when they're mating, never sob themselves to sleep. Buffaloes can revel in it, so can any sheep. Why can't I? Any little fish can swim, any little bird can fly. Any little dog or any little cat can do a bit of this and just a bit of that. Any little horse can neigh, and any little cow can moo. But I can't do anything at all but just love you. Any little cock can crow, Any little fox can run. Any little crab on any little shore can have a little dab and then a little more. Any little owl can hoot to whit to woo, and any little dove can coo. But I can't do anything at all but just love you. Me across the brink, you've chained me and bound me. No escape now, where's the grape now? When is the funeral going to be? Whenever I stop to think, see nature all round me, then I see how stupidly monogamous I am. A lion in the circumstances wouldn't give a damn, for if there were no lioness, he'd lie down with a lamb. Why not me? Any little bug can bite, any little bee can buzz. Any little snail on any little oak can feel a little frail and have a little joke. Any little frog can jump like any little kangaroo. But I can't do anything at all but just love you. Any little duck can quack. Any little worm can crawl. Any little mole can frolic in the sun and make a little hole and have a little fun. Any little snake can hiss in any little local zoo. But I can't do anything at all but just love you.
I've been cherishing through the perishing winter nights and days a funny little phrase that means such a lot to me that you got to be with me heart and soul. On you the whole thing leans. Come with me and leave behind the noisy crowds. Sunlight shines for us above the clouds. Please don't turn away or my dream will stay hidden out of sight among a lot of my loveys. A room with a view and you, and no one to worry us, no one to hurry us through this dream we found. We'll gaze at the sky and try to guess what it's all about. Then we will figure out why the world is round. We'll be as happy and contented as birds upon a tree, high above the mountains and sea. We'll build and we'll and sorrow will never come, or will it ever come through a room with a view, a room with a view and you, and no one to give advice, that sounds a paradise. Who could fail to choose? With fingers entwined, we'll find relief from the preachers who always beseech us to mind a please and you. We'll watch the whole world pass before us while we are sitting still, leaning on our own windowsill. We'll bill and we'll coo, and maybe a stork will bring this, that and t'other thing to a room with a view.
Cow out in a room With a View, one of three songs that Edward in Manchester chose for us this morning from Mr. Noel Coward. We started off with I Went to a Marvellous Party, and in the middle there we had Any Little Fish. Edward, thank you so much for that. Really did enjoy Noel Coward as one of my favourite singers. It's very distinctive. And I'd love to talk like him, but he'd never caught up. Edward, thank you very much indeed. And if you would like to be the purveyor of next week's Beagle's Big Three, well, you can. All you have to do is email me, Roy, at angelradio.uk. Let me know the artist you would like, and you can choose the three songs, or you can let me choose. Entirely up to you. And if you don't have access to email, then give the office a call on 0800 014 1955. Calls within the UK are free, and just ask them to pass a message on to me on your behalf, and tell the staff there that the artist and the songs, if you know them, and I will get back to you if you leave a telephone number to let you know what's going on. So Edward, thank you so much. It was lovely talking to you the other day on the phone as well. Okay, what are we going to do now? Oh, well, we're a little bit late, but won't worry too much about that. I think it is just about time for This Week Back Then.
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality, your constant companion.
So some of the things that happened this week back then, and on September the 15th, 1776, British forces landed at Kipps Bay during the New York campaign, and that was in the American Revolutionary War. And since the British were in a sort of a seizing mood on September the 15th, 1795, Britain seized the Dutch Cape Colony in southern Africa to prevent its use by the Batavian Republic. And in 1835, HMS Beagle with Charles Darwin on board reached the Galapagos Islands. And this week back then, lots of people joined the United Nations. In 1965, it was the Gambia, Maldives and Singapore. In 71, Bahrain, Bhutan and Qatar joined. And in 1976, the Seychelles also joined. Brunei joined in 1984. And in 1991, Armenia gained independence from the Soviet Union. And on this very day, September the 18th, in 1714, George I arrived in Great Britain after becoming king on August the 1st. And I guess we can say happy birthday to Old Faithful, who was discovered and observed and named by Henry D. Washburn on this very day in 1870. And this week back then in 1901 was a very good week for the Boers in the Second Boer War in 1901, where a column defeated the British forces at the Battle of Blood River Port and also captured a squadron of the 17th Lancers at the Battle of Illens River.
I'm Marielle Brown, and this is Sankosh, a delicious melee of Caribbean people, food, and craft. I'm here in Grenada, where not so long ago, Hurricane Ivan swept ashore, leaving enormous damage and devastation in its wake. People's lives were turned upside down, properties were destroyed, businesses were damaged, and one of Grenada's most important crops, nutmeg, was almost decimated.
And that happened this week back then in 2004.
Today, September 19th, is the Independence Day of St. Kitts and Nevis, commemorating its self-rule gained in 1983. This nation of the two beautiful Caribbean islands is located between Puerto Rico and Trinidad and Tobago. Mount Lemiga is the highest point in St. Kitts. It is a dormant volcano which is in the top ranking of world volcanoes to see by foot, bicycle, car, or even snowboard. One quarter of St. Kitts is also a national park containing an expanding rainforest. Nevis, known as Queen of the Caribbees, is a pristine home to an abundance of magnificent flora and fauna. We wish the lovely people of St. Kitts and Nevis a splendid Independence Day.
On the 20th of September 1973, female tennis player Billie Jean King beat Bobby Riggs, a former world number one men's player, in the Battle of the Sexes. Early in the match, Riggs broke King's serve, something that she later said made her realise that she had to win the match in order to preserve the image of women's tennis. She went on to win in straight sets, 6-4, 6-3, 6-3, and brought significant attention not only to the sport of women's tennis, but also to sexual equality in general.
Switch to WCBS News Radio 88.
Gridlock alert in Midtown.
Better postpone the meeting.
WCBS News Radio is my survival kit.
WCBS News Radio 88. All news, all day, all night.
An advert for itself, WCBS, heard this week back then in 1991, and WCBS Radio just recently ceased broadcasting. You were watching Central Television this week back then in 1991.
This is one force to be reckoned with.
Right.
Burnside. Police! Open up!
Somebody in this terrace must have seen or heard something.
We are about to go down in history, chap.
Why would anyone want to make an innocent man look guilty?
The Bill hits the headlines Thursdays at 8 on Central. Are you feeling blue? Don't worry, this'll do the trick.
I went to see my doctor. I had to, he's ill. It's different every time, isn't it? I said, I get these terrible dreams. He said, what's that? I said, I keep dreaming these beautiful girls keep coming towards me. Beautiful girls, I keep pushing away. They keep coming towards me, I keep pushing away. He said, what do you want me to do? I said, break me off. He said, I want you lying down on the couch. I said, what for? He said, I want to sweep up.
That old familiar magic. The best of Tommy Cooper. Thursday at 8:30 on Central.
This is the world of fear, horror, and the supernatural. Captured on film. All hell will be let loose late night Fridays on Central. Worlds Beyond.
Dracula, AD 1972, replaces our advertised movie this Friday night at 10 past 1.
Now, if you happen to be listening to Radio 2 on Sunday, September the 15th in 1974, well, it started at 5 minutes to 7 with the first day of the week. At 7 o'clock, there was the news, and at 3 minutes past 7, it was dear old Reginald Dixon. Gospel Road at 3 minutes past 8, and at 10:02, it was Sam Costa. People's Service came at 11:30, and then it was Family Favourites at 12:02. Sandy Jones was in London, Peter Young was in Sydney, Michael Bagley in BBC Belfast, and Bill Paul was over at the CBC in Toronto, and not forgetting Kay Donnelly, who was at the BFBS in Malta. 2 minutes past two, Roy Castle. 2:30, Ragtime to Rock and Roll, episode 12, presented by Kenneth Moore. Dance Band Days were at 3:30, and at 4 o'clock it was Charlie Chester. Two joined Radio 1 for the top 20 at 6 o'clock, and at 2 minutes past 7 it was mostly Monkhouse. 7, Semprini Serenade, and 8, it was Sunday Half Hour, this week recorded at the Salvation Army Regent Hall in Oxford Street in London. Alan Keith was with you at 2 minutes past 9 with your 100 best tunes, and at 2 minutes past 10 it was Brass and Strings. 2 minutes past 11, Alan Dell with Night Ride through until 2 o'clock in the morning in the news summary, and closed down at 2:02. Now, if you went to a record shop this week back then in 1954, you would have been able to purchase the number one record that had actually been in the charts the previous 10 weeks, entered at number 5, it got to number 3, then lots of weeks at 2 and 3 and 2 again, and then finally 1 week at number 1 for Kitty Callan, and Little Things Mean a Lot.
Blow me a kiss from across the room. Say I look nice when I'm not. Touch my hair as you pass my chair. Little things mean a lot. Give me your arm as we cross the street. Call me at 6 on the dot. A line a day when you're far away. Little things mean a lot. Don't have to buy me diamonds and pearls, champagne, sables or such. I never cared much for diamonds and pearls, 'cause honestly, honey, they just cost money. Give me your hand when I've lost the way. Give me a shoulder to cry on, whether the day is bright or gray. Give me your heart to rely on. Send me the warmth of a secret smile to show me you haven't forgot. For always and ever, now and forever, little things mean a lot. Give me your hand when I've lost the way. Give me your shoulder to cry on. Whether the day is bright or gray, give me your heart to rely on. Send me the warmth of a secret smile to show me you haven't forgot. That always and ever, now and forever, little things mean a lot.
Beautiful. Kitty Callan, number one, This Week Back Then. And we'll have some more from This Week Back Then at around about the same time next week, right here on Angel Radio. Now, a while ago, I mentioned a couple of songs without backing musicians. First one up is Patti Clayton and the Four Vagabonds. And the song is called It Can't Be Wrong, and it's from 1943, and it was during the musician strike.
Wrong, would it be wrong to kiss, seeing I feel like this? Would it be wrong to try? Wrong, would it be wrong to stay here in your arms this way, under this starry sky? If it is wrong, then why were you sent to me? Why am I content to be with you forever? So, when I need you so much, and I have waited so long, it must be right, it can't be wrong. If it is wrong, then why were you sent to me? Why am I content to be with you forever? And so, when I need you so much, and I have waited so long, it must be right, it can't be
stuff. Patti Clayton and the Four Vagabonds there, It Can't Be Wrong, from 1943, recorded during the musician strike of that year. The first release was in April 1943, Alan Miller and his orchestra, and also Ross Leonard recorded the song as well, but I believe they recorded it with an orchestra down in Mexico. Not totally sure on that, but I believe that is the correct. And of course that song, It Can't Be Wrong, written by Max Steiner, bless him, for the film Now, Voyager, with the wonderful Betty Davis and Paul Heinrich, and Kim Gannon wrote the words after Max had written the music and it appeared in the film. It got very popular. In fact, early 1943, it was the biggest sheet music seller of all time. So there you go, just goes to show you, doesn't it? But what is interesting is our next song is from 1948, and this time it is with Sarah Vaughan, and the musicians are on strike once more. Recorded in 1948 in May, actually. Sarah Vaughan and Chorus and Nature Boy. That was the year that the song first came out as being released in March 1948, although it was actually recorded in August 1947. Guess by whom? Yeah, Nat King Cole, of course, along with the Frank DeVol Orchestra. But there are 808 different versions of Nature Boy, and all of them just so good. Hope you enjoyed those two songs there, totally without any musicians whatsoever. We're going to be having a little bit of posh coming up after this next guy. Little tiddler, to be sure, but it's Arthur Askey.
Drop everything and turn on the old music box. Old memories return on the old music box. Let's laugh and get away from the cares of the day. Turn on the old music box. Take a hold of your little partner's hand. The time is right, the rhythm's grand. It's better than the great big band. Although it's just a tinkle, tinkle. Turn on the little music, some old-fashioned thing. Play any little tune with an old-fashioned swing. Let's have a little song we can join in and sing. alone by itself, way up on the shelf, sits the dear old music box. Let's take it down and gather around and sing while the little thing plays. Sing laddie A, sing laddie O. If you can't sing that, sing whatever you know. Sing laddie A, sing laddie O. If you don't know the words, just hum. A great big band, although it's just a tinkle, tinkle. Turn on a little music, some old-fashioned thing. Play any little tune with an old-fashioned swing. Let's have a little song we can join in and sing. Turn on the old music box. Oh, Lummy, I've broken it. I want half cup out. Mother! Mother!
Arthur Askey there, and turn on the old music box. I think that was written round about 1940, something like that. Or released then, perhaps recorded 1939. Anyway, lots of fun, and dear old Arthur Askey to boot. You're listening to Bigley at Night with me, Roy Bigley, coming to you from Danbury, Connecticut in the United States of America. You can hear us around Havant and Portsmouth and Waterlooville on the old FM wireless there. I believe we're on 98.6. Some of you may be on others as well now. And also various DAB multiplexes, and also, of course, on the internet. And you can find the best way to listen via those two sources by going to the Angel Radio website at angelradio.co.uk. Time now for a little bit of posh, and this week I think it's going to be rather nice, actually. It's from an album, in the title it's got Meditation and Yoga, so you know it's going to be nice and relaxed. Peter Tchaikovsky wrote it, which means it's going to be called, it's going to be good, and it is the Serenade for Strings in C Major, Opus 48, and it is the second movement, which is the valse.
Thank you.
That was good. I should tell you the artists there. George Lippo, James Albert Romano, Justine Case, and Patrick Cash. And that was Serenade for Strings in C Major, Opus 48. And that was the second movement, The Waltz. And I hope you enjoyed that. A little bit of posh for this week. And we'll have some more posh for you around about the same time next week. Now, earlier on, we did something pretty funky with Bing Crosby, and we're going to do something pretty funky with Doris Day in just a couple of minutes to mind, or time even. But to take us there, here's Harry James and his orchestra, along with Ruth Hogg.
My world would end if ever we were through. I can't begin to tell you how happy I would be if I could speak my mind like others do. Speeches whenever we're apart, but when you're near, the words I choose refuse to leave my heart. So take the sweetest phrases the world has ever known and make take
sweetest phrases the world has ever known, and make believe I've said them all to you.
Stuff I can't begin to tell you. From 1946, that was Harry James and his orchestra with Ruth Haag singing, who was really Betty Grable, Harry James's wife. She couldn't sing because of contractual reasons, so she just went under the name of Ruth Haag. There you go. That sort of is the end of that story, really, but it's rather fun, isn't it? I don't know if I was going to change my name, what I would change it to, quite frankly. I don't like my first name. I never did. My parents adopted me at the age of 3 or thereabouts, and I had a slight variation of my first name, which I actually really liked. I would like, once I found out about it, of course I was 3 years old at the time, I didn't even know what a name was then. I don't know. Percival has always been a name I've quite liked, but I don't know. I don't think I'd be a Percival. When I became an American citizen, I had the opportunity to change my name there, and I did consider very strongly changing my first name to Bodie, because I thought Bodie Beagley sounded really good. But my wife cracked up laughing, and that was the end of that, unfortunately. But could have been good. Didn't bother to change my name for when I got onto the radio or wrote my book or anything. It seemed too much had been done by the time all of that became about, and I became reasonably sort of slightly well known. But Bodie would have been good, wouldn't it? Anyway, I'm just going on. Time now for Day at Night. 3 little songs this week from the gorgeous Doris Day. Earlier on, we had Bing Crosby in his usual spot singing some more recent songs than he's sort of used to, Up, Up and Away, and he did do Ding Dong, The Witch is Dead, which I know goes back to 39, but he did record it in 68. And we're sort of doing the same thing. She's doing children's songs, which I think is rather nice. You will certainly know 2 of the songs. The middle song, it's on the album, but I wouldn't call it a children's song at all, although perhaps some will. Anyway, time for Day at Night.
This old man, he played one, he played knick-knack on my drum with a knick-knack paddywhack. Give a dog a bone, this old man came rolling home.
This old man, he played two, he played knick-knack on my shoe with a knick-knack paddywhack. Give a dog a bone.
This old man, he played 3, he played knick-knack on my tree with a knick-knack paddywhack. Give a dog a bone, this old man came rolling home.
This old man, he played 4, he played knick-knack on my door
with a knick-knack paddywhack. Give a dog a bone. This old man, he played 6, he played knick-knack on my sticks with a knick-knack paddywhack. Give a dog a bone, this old man came rolling home. This old man, he played 7, he played knick-knack on my Devon with a knick-knack paddywhack. Give a dog a bone, this old man came rolling home.
This old man, he played 8, he played knick-knack on my gate
with a knick-knack. Give a dog a bone, this old man came rolling home. This old man, he played 9, he played knick-knack on my line with a knick-knack paddywhack. Give a dog a bone,
this old man came rolling home.
This old man, he played 10, he played knick-knack on my hen with a knick-knack paddywhack. Give a dog a bone, this old man came rolling home. With a knick-knack paddywhack, give a dog a bone, this old man came rolling home.
What's gray and has long, funny ears? An elephant? No. Oh, I know, it's a mule.
A
mule is an animal with long funny ears. He kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny and his brain is weak.
He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak. And by the way, if you hate to go to school,
you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are. Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig.
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He's got no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude. But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
But we'd rather swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than we are.
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish.
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught. But then if that sort of life is what you want,
you may grow up to be a fish.
And all the monkeys aren't in the zoo. Every day you meet quite a few. So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging.
Dans un grand moment de joie, les garçons d'état, c'était jeune. Donnez-moi un baiser. Elle lui dit dans un esprit, vous êtes trop messieurs. Je vous donnerai un baiser quand les premiers fleuriront des lilas.
A little boy and a little girl in an ecstasy of bliss. Said the little boy to the little girl, pray give me just one kiss. The girl drew back in great surprise. You're a stranger, sir, said she. And I will give you just one kiss when apples grow on the lilac tree. The boy felt very sad at heart. She was the only one. The girl felt quite remorseful at the terrible wrong she had done. So bright and early on the very next morn, he was quite surprised to see his little sweetheart standing in the garden,
tying apples on the lilac tree.
Beautiful answer. I'm so enjoying that. Didn't realize it had finished so quickly. The Lilac Tree from Doris Day with three songs from Doris Day this week. As usual, we had The Lilac Tree, Swinging on a Star, and The Children's Marching Song, also known as Knick-Knack Paddywhack. Although I was thinking that song... Knick-Knack Paddywhack features a lot in the old Columbo movies, if you remember them, still gloriously here on television in the United States every single day. And that was his song, wasn't it, Knick-Knack Paddywhack? But then that Purple Dinosaur came along and sort of borrowed the song and turned it into I Love You, You Love Me, We're As Happy As Can Be with a Great Big Hug From Me to You, and Won't You Say You Love Me Too? And it's sort of now It's sort of like Marmite, really. You either like it or don't like it, or you now know that song either as Knick-Knack Paddywhack or something associated with a dinosaur.
On your old Valve wireless and your new digital radio and computers, laptops, worktops, iPads, earpads, knee pads, mobile phones, headphones, saxophones, Wi-Fi radios, hi-fi radios, high-priced radios, low-priced radios... The fabulous sound of Angel Radio.
Wonderful Big A, Wonderful Angel Radio.
Now two songs that seem to be loosely connected.
And if I ever
you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky?
Great songs there. Helen Forrest with Benny Goodman's orchestra and How High the Moon from 1940, and then How Deep is the Ocean, How High is the Sky, asked Ella Fitzgerald with Paul Weston's orchestra, and that came, where was it? It was 1958. Irving Berlin wrote that. We're just a few minutes away from our comedy. Got four bits of comedy for you this morning. Stanley Holloway, Betty Marsden and Hugh Paddock, and Kenneth Williams and Willie P. Richardson. That's all to come right after this next song. Don't Keep Me in the Dark, Bright Eye, is Sam Lennon and his Famous Players.
Thank you.
Sam Lavinin and his famous players with Don't Keep Me in the Dark. Bright eyes, I wouldn't even dream of it. Are you listening to Bigly at Night here on Angel Radio with me, RP? And let's see, usually at about 90 minutes into the program, we do the comedy, where are we? Oh, 91 minutes, so I think we should. Let's start off with the great Stanley Holloway.
The day after Christmas, young Albert were what's called confined to his bed, with a tight kind of pain in his stomach and a light feeling up in his head. His parents was all of a fluster when they saw little lad was so sick. They said, put out your tongue. When they'd seen it, they said, put it back again quick. His ma made a basin of gruel, but that were a move for the worse. Though the little lad tried hard to eat it, at finish he did the reverse. The pain showed no signs of abating, so at last they got doctor to call. He said it were in his abdomen, and not in his stomach at all. He sent up a bottle of physic, with instructions on the label to say, to be took in a recumbent posture, 1 teaspoonful 3 times a day. As Ma stood there reading the label, Pa started to fidget about. He said, get a teaspoon and dose him before he gets better without.
I can manage the teaspoon, said Mother, a look of distress on her face. It's this here recumbent posture. I haven't got one in the place.
Said Pa, what about Mrs. Lupton? Next door here. You better ask her. A woman who's buried 3 husbands is sure to have one of them there. So they went round and asked Mrs. Lupton.
Aye, I know what you mean, she replied. I had got one on order for Horace, but poor dear got impatient and died. She said you best try the co-op shop. They'll have one in stock, I dare say. Fact, I think I saw one in the window last time I were passing that way.
So round they went to the co-op shop, and at counter for household supplies, Pa asked for a recumbent posture. And the shopman said, yes, sir, what says?
Said Ma, it's for our little Albert. I don't know what size he would use. I know he takes 13s in collars and 6s 4 fittings in shoes.
If it's little lad size as you're wanting, said the shopman, I'm sorry to say that we never had one in the building, and that one was sold yesterday.
He sent him along to a tinsmith. He said, aye, I know what you've in mind. If you'll draw me a plan, I could make one. But Pa had left his pencil behind. They searched every place in the district. They walked for 2 hours by the clock.
But though most places reckoned to keep 'em, they'd none of 'em got one in stock.
The last place they tried was a chemist's. He looked at them both with a frown and explained that a recumbent posture were Latin and meant lying down.
You're not dosing my lad with Latin, said Mother, her blood on the boil.
And bugger all Clufty and newfangled notions. I'm giving the lad castor oil.
Women play an important part in medical research, if only behind the scenes, and many films have been made which depict love blossoming among the test tubes and specimen jars. Now, one such film was The Wayward Streptococcus, starring Dame Celia Molestrangler and aging juvenile Binky Huckaback.
Charles, are you still experimenting?
Yes, Fiona. I must carry on. I think I stumbled on something big. Very big indeed.
You must rest, Charles. You can't keep driving yourself like this.
I can't give up now. It's all I live for. I think I've hit on something. Look through this microscope.
In here, Charles?
Yes, at these slides.
Good heavens, Charles. It's me on a donkey at Margate.
And here, look. See? Hundreds of them.
Terribly, terribly small, Charles.
You can't see them with the naked eye, but for years I've known they were there.
Bacteria, Charles?
No, thanks, not while I'm working. There. See? Just an ordinary piece of Gruyere cheese.
But I don't understand. What are you doing with it?
It's an experiment, Fiona. Watch. I do this, and this, and that.
Don't do that, Charles.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'll do this then.
That's better.
Then I take it so and I hold it over the Bunsen burner. Now, do see what I've been up to all these years.
Oh, Charles, you've done it at last. One day, millions of people will recognize your achievement.
Yes, Fiona, I shall be known as the man who discovered Welsh rarebit.
People, home is not just where you live, but a place to entertain your friends. At least that's what I think. And recently, when I celebrated my birthday, I decided to throw a party. Well, I didn't want the trouble of catering myself, so when I saw an advert in one of the glosses which said, Bona Caterers, we can handle everything, I gave them a ring. And next morning... Good morning, anybody there?
Oh, hello, I'm Julian, this is my friend Sandy.
Yes, hello. Yes, we are your Bona Caterers. Yes, that is to say, Julian and me, we can cater for your every function.
Every
for your function, you see.
Right, from your hunt ball down to your intimate atomy.
Yes, intimate atomy. Just give us a free hand and... And we'll give you a do your guests will never forget. Never forget. Never.
Now then, what's the occasion?
Well, it's my birthday party. I'm 39.
Oh. Oh, do you hear that, Sand? 39.
Yeah, around the neck, he's 39. Yeah, so you'll want a cake?
Yes, well, we can do you something pretty bizarre in marzipan.
Mm. How about Dundee, Jewel?
Yes, I could let myself go in Dundee.
Yes, he could let himself go in Dundee, he could.
Yes. Well, I think just a simple cake. Now, what about the rest of the food?
Well, it depends on what you have in mind, you see. I mean, you can have your standing up running or your sit down knife and fork.
Mm. Can't you? Your stand up fingers works out cheapest.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, well, I think a cold buffet is best.
Would you like us to lay on a turkey?
Well, I hadn't planned on a cabaret.
Oh, he's bold.
Goes too far. Mm. Right, now drinkettes.
Oh, drinkettes. Mm. Yes, drinkettes.
What do you plan there, Trej?
Trej. I'd say, well, 2 dozen bottles of eggnog for a start.
Yeah, but I don't know anybody that drinks eggnog.
We do, Heartface.
Heartface?
He likes his eggnog, what? Judah. Yes. Oh, three eggnogs and he lets his rye right down. So what, don't you, Jew?
Oh, what? Yes. What? Gin makes me maudlin.
That's true. Well, you don't want him maudlin all over your guests, do you? I mean, he gets quite lachrymose on the gin and he blurts it all out.
Yes.
Out it comes about Bognor. Yes. He had an experience in Bognor, didn't you, Jew? Yes.
Traitor.
Yes.
He promised he'd never mention it.
Oh, well.
When I've been on the gin, it all wells up.
Wells up in him, yes. And up comes Bognor.
No. We don't want Bognor coming up.
All right, so it's 2 dozen bowls of eggnog.
Oh, I didn't know you were coming.
Of course we're coming. Wouldn't miss a party with that Mick Jagger at it.
No.
Mick Jagger? I haven't invited him.
We have. Mm. And David Frost and Peter Cook and Dudley Moore.
You've got to have your actual celebs, oh, yes, or you'll never get reported in the glossies.
Glossies? You want to see you eating the glosses, don't you?
All right, well, now what about my other guests?
Well, let's have a look at your list. Oh, yeah, we don't want him. We sound dull. Well, she must be 80 if she's a Danny, though. Oh, no, they're out. They're all out.
That only leaves me.
Sorry, Ducky, you're out as well. Yes, well, the people we've invited, you just wouldn't fit in.
Not
Hello?
Who's speaking, please?
Who are you calling?
I was trying to reach a Mrs. Thompson.
Well, this is she. Who's calling, please?
My name is Willie P. Richard, and I'm the owner of Richardson's House Cleaning Service.
I wouldn't be interested.
That ain't what I heard.
Excuse me?
One of your neighbors, I can't give you a name, told me how to call you. Said y'all had the, well, I hate to say this, said you had the filthiest house in the whole neighborhood.
Who told you that?
Like I said, I can't tell you who told me, but they stays in your neighborhood, these people do. And they said that you kept some old stinking dogs inside your house, and the place was just awful, flies all around everywhere and everything.
Listen, I don't know who told you that, but it's not true, and you've got the wrong number.
No, ma'am, ain't your name Lucille Thompson at 4486 Slater Street?
Yes, it is, but my house is clean, and I don't appreciate this.
Well, I wasn't going to tell you this, but several of your neighbors has complained about your dirty house and yard, and they all going in together to pay for our deluxe cleaning job. What we do is bring about 7-8 people over and go through your house from one end to the other. We go through the closets, cabinets, everything. If we see some stuff you ain't using, we just hauls it off to the dump, or we gives it away to the needy. All you got to do is just go somewhere else for the day, and we'll take care of everything. Would tomorrow be all right? We could be there real early.
Sir, do not come to my house. I don't need your help or anybody else's help.
That ain't what I heard.
Well, you heard wrong. I want the name of the person who called you about me.
I ain't gonna give it to you. They were just trying to help you and to make the neighborhood a little bit better. Said you had old cars out in front of your yard and chickens running around, nasty-looking old half-dressed kids playing out there in the dirt everywhere.
Is this some kind of joke?
No, it ain't no joke. We're going to be there about 8 o'clock in the morning, so you just need to go spend the day somewhere else. We'll be through by about 7, 8 o'clock tomorrow night, and you ain't going to recognize the place. We even going to clean up your yard and haul off all that junk you got piled up around there.
Did you hear me? Do not come here. I'll call the law.
Speaking of the law, your neighbor said if y'all didn't get this mess cleaned up, they was going to call the law themselves.
Listen, you if you show up over here, you're going to be sorry.
We're going to see you in the morning.
Le jour où vous m'avez laissé, vous avez cru tout effacer dans votre geste. Mais il me reste 1000 témoins des jours passés. Un peu de vous partout qui traîne m'apporte les joies et les peines. Ce vieux billet, chéri, qui me rappelle les nuits à bord du Normandie si belle. la lampe qui repose, ces petites choses me parlent de vous. Ce doux refrain d'amour que Crosby chante, bon, 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 le vent du soir là-bas qui se lamente, et votre porte close, ces petites choses me parlent de vous. Chérie, pourquoi m'avoir quitté? Pourquoi m'avoir quitté après ce que nous avons été? Ce toi et moi écrit à notre image, ouvert ce soir à la dernière page. Partout où mes yeux se posent, des petites choses me parlent de vous. Au soir, lorsque la cloche sonne, ce vieux boudoir où ne vient plus personne, partout où mes yeux se posent, des petites choses me parlent de
stuff. That was Jean Sablon and Ses Petites Choses from 1936. To you and me. That was your actual French, though. Sorry. Couldn't resist. Before that, we had four bits of comedy for you. I hope you enjoyed them. Recumbent Posture from Stanley Holloway. And then we had The Wayward Streptococcus from Charles and Fiona, Hugh Paddock and Betty Marston. And Hugh Paddock carried on with Julian and Sandy, along with Kenneth Williams and Bona Caterers. And then we had the wonderful Willie P. Richardson with one of his fantastic phone calls called House Cleaner. Hope you enjoyed that. I did feel very sorry for that lady. You're listening to Beagle at Night with me, RB. Still got, what, 8, there you go. Now I can do it, 12 minutes. It's late at night for me, early in the morning. You know, I've got to subtract 12 from 120. It's not easy, that's all I'm going to say. Here's Andy Williams for you right now.
Born free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. Live free and beauty surrounds you, the world still astounds you. Each time you look at a star, stay free where no walls divide you. You're free as a roaring tide, so there's no need to hide. Born free, and life is worth living, but only worth living 'cause you're born free.
Stay free where no walls divide you.
You're free as a roaring tide, so there's no need to hide. But only worth living 'cause you're
gaze at you again. Let hours turn to years. I have so much forgetting to do before I try to gaze again at you. Stay away until you cross my mind barely once a day. Stay away until I wake and find I can smile and say that I shall gaze at you again without a blush or qualm. My eyes will shine like new again, my manner poised and calm. No sign of fear, not even a sigh. And so till when we gaze again,
wasn't it? That was Before I Gaze at You Again from Julie Andrews, and that came from Camelot, which opened up in Broadway end of 1960, I think, and did rather well. And I think had Robert Goulet's first Broadway debut. No, not first Broadway debut, his Broadway debut. But a very, very poor. I saw the film. Didn't like it very much. It's one of those films that I would like to see again because I think I was just too young and didn't really understand it very much. But I thought the film was incredibly boring. But it never ever seems to come on television as far as I can tell, which is a bit of a shame. If it ever does, I will definitely give it a watch of that, I promise. Time now for a little bit of Autumn Nocturne. Well, it seems round about that right time, doesn't it?
Thank you.
Wasn't that special? That was glorious. Charlie Spivak and his orchestra there, from 1941, no less, and that was the Autumn Nocturne. And if you thought the trombone in there was really rather good, which I have to confess I did, it was none other than a 20-year-old Nelson Riddle, who would, a few years later, go on to have outstanding success with Frank Sinatra, yes, and others. Just sort of came to my mind there. You know what? I think that's about it. I got one more song lined up on the record player, and it'll take 2 minutes to play it, and the program ends in 2.5 minutes, so I might as well just keep gabbering on. I'd like to thank you all for listening to me for the last 2 hours. I hope you've enjoyed the music. If you have, DAB Dave, thank you so much. He chose so much of it this week. It's been a real pleasure, and thanks to Brad for the day at night sequence, and thank you most of all for listening. I'll be back around about the same time next week when we get to do it all over again. Until then, I leave you with the Brothers Four and Chicka Mucka Hi-Di.
Chicka Mucka Hi-Di, Chicka Mucka Hi-Di, Chicka Mucka Hi-Di.
What was that?
Chicka Mucka Hi-Di, Chicka Mucka Hi-Di, Chicka Mucka Hi-Di.
Which means
never give a thought to what's gonna become of you. Never give a thought to what's gonna become of you. Chicka-mucka hi-di, chicka-mucka hi-di, chicka-mucka hi-di-di. Chicka-mucka hi-di, chicka-mucka hi-di, chicka-mucka hi-di.